Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: My dear Uddhava, an intelligent person should never take to literatures that do not contain description of my activities, which purify the whole universe. Indeed, I create, maintain, and annihilate the entire material manifestation. Amongst all my pastimes incarnations, the most beloved are Krishna and Balaram. Any so-called knowledge that does not recognize these activities of mine is simply barren and is not acceptable to those who are actually intelligent. The words Lilavatare Psita Janma are very significant here. The Lord's incarnation for executing wonderful pastimes is called Lilavatar, and such wonderful forms of Vishnu are glorified by the names Ramachandra, Rishingadev, Kurma, Varaha, and so on. Amongst all such Lilavataras, however, the most beloved, even to this day, is Lord Krishna, the original source of the Vishnu Tattvas. The Lord appears in the prison house of Kamsa and is immediately transferred to the rural setting of Vrindavan, where he exhibits unique childhood pastimes with his cowherd boyfriends, girlfriends, parents, and well-wishers. After some time, the Lord's pastimes are transferred to Mathura and Dwarka, and the extraordinary love of the inhabitants of Vrindavan is exhibited in their anguish separation from Lord Krishna. Such pastimes of the Lord are Ipsita, or the reservoir of all loving exchanges with the Absolute Truth. The pure devotees of the Lord are most intelligent and expert and do not pay any attention to useless, fruitless literatures that neglect the highest truth, Lord Krishna. Although such literatures are very popular among materialistic persons all over the world, they are completely neglected by the community of pure Vaishnavas. In this verse, the Lord explains that the literatures approved for the devotees are those that glorify Lord's pastimes as the Purusha Avatar and the Lila Avatars, culminating in the personal appearance of Lord Krishna Himself, as conferred in Bhagavad Brahma Samhita. Rama Dimurti Shukalani Yamena Tishtan Nana Avatar Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the Premier Lord, who manifested Himself personally as Krishna, and the different avatars in the world in the forms of Rama, Narasimha, Varaha, Vaman, etc., as His subjective portions. Even Vedic literatures that neglect the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be ignored. This fact was also explained by Narad Muni to Srila Vyasadeva, the author of the Vedas, when the great Vyasadeva felt dissatisfied with his work.
Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Vanchakalpataru Vesya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण। वंस देयर वाज अ लैंडलॉर्ड, वेरी रिच पर्सन। ही हैड मेनी बिजनेसेस, सो ही वुड ट्रैवल अ लॉट, सो नेचुरली ही वाज वेरी बिजी, सो ही कुड नॉट स्पेयर टाइम विथ हिज फैमिली मेंबर्स, सो स्पेशली हिज वाइफ वाज वेरी unhappy, disappointed. So she requested him. She said, please stay with me. He said, but I am providing all the facilities to you. All the servants are there, the money, whatever you need is provided to you. Why are you not happy? Then she said, these facilities are very good, very nice. But I did not marry with these facilities. I married with you. So, it is the expectation of a wife that her husband should spend time with her and with her kids, with her children. Then only she can be happy. It's not only material facilities can satisfy the wife. The same way, in the purport also, it is mentioned that Vyasadeva, after compiling all the Vedic literatures, before compiling Srimad Bhagavatam, he had compiled Vedas, the Puranas, all the Upanishads, everything. But still he was not satisfied. So he was contemplating, why is like that? I am the literal incarnation of Krishna. I should be happy. If I am not happy, how are my subjects, the readers, those who read my scriptures, how will they be happy? So suddenly Narad Muni appeared. And Narad Muni said, my dear Vyasadeva, you have given these Vedic literatures for the welfare of the human society. It's very nice. And you have detailed explained the dharma, artha, kama and moksha. You have educated the whole society how to earn money, how to enjoy sense pleasures, how to get liberation. But the problem is, you didn't give them the supreme husband, Krishna. So, unless we come in contact with Krishna, unless the soul or the jiva comes in contact with Krishna, unless the jiva starts serving Krishna, surrenders to Krishna, the soul can never be satisfied. It's like a drinking water in the dream. Suppose a person is very thirsty, but he is sleeping and dreaming. And in his dream, he drinks gallons of water. But there is no use. There will be no effect. Even if someone drinks water, gallons of water in the dream, there will be no effect. But he wakes up, and even if he drinks one glass of water, his thirst will be quenched. In the same way, all these material facilities in this world, they are okay to maintain this body, but our soul cannot be satisfied. All the arrangement of this world, they are simply Manoranjan. Manoranjan means it can entertain our mind for some time. It cannot satisfy the soul. Therefore, we'll find nowadays there are so many people, they try to inspire others, you know, how to be cool and calm in this world. But this inspiration will not last for long. Because only chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and when the soul starts serving Krishna, then the soul, the heart is satisfied, and then the person can remain cool and calm. Otherwise, he'll be always dissatisfied. Therefore, in the forest of Naimisharanya, 86,000 of sages and rishis, they gathered, and they wanted to perform a yajna for the welfare of all the living entities in this world. So what did they do? They were all learned scholars, pandits. So they decided to perform yagya, 1000 years yagya, and that yagya is simply chanting and hearing the glories of Krishna. So someone may say, oh, you want to do something welfare activities for the society? Do something practical. Why are you just sitting in one place and just doing chanting Hare Krishna and hearing Bhagavatam? So our acharyas say that this material nature is the energy of Krishna. If Krishna is fulfilled, if Krishna is happy, Krishna is satisfied, yatha taror moola nishechanena tripyanti taskanda bhujopashakha pranopahara cha yathindriyana tathaiva sarvar hanumachyutecha. If Krishna is satisfied, just like when we water the root of the tree, all the twigs, the branches, the roots, every part of the body, every part of the tree is fully nourished. In the same way, when Krishna, who is the soul of this whole universe, when he is satisfied, when he is pleased, then all our necessities will be supplied. Krishna says that the mountains are my bones, rivers are my veins, the trees are hairs on my body, the clouds, they are the hair on my head. And then he says, the gods in the heavenly planet, they are my bodily limbs. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, annad bhavanti bhutani parajanyat anna sambhava, yajnad bhavanti parajanno yajna karma samudbhava. All the living entities are survived on the food grains. And the food grains are produced by the rain. And the rain comes by performing yajna. So all these heavenly gods, those who are the in charge of the different departments, like for example Indra, in charge of sending rain. So if Krishna is pleased, being a Krishna's limb, Indra is pleased. And if Indra is pleased, he can send any amount of rain. Just like when we throw a bucket of water on the ant hill, there is a flood in the ant community, or there is a disaster in the ant community, simply by throwing one bucket of water. For us, one bucket of water is nothing. It's not a big thing. But for the ant community, it's like a disaster. In the same way, for Indra, if he just throws one bucket of water on the earth planet, the whole earth planet can just get complete flood. So, therefore, even our acharyas, especially Bhaktisiddhanta Thakurji, would say that we are not in this world to become a carpenter. Carpenter means not wasting our time. He says, we are here. This material, especially the human form, is given to develop attraction towards Krishna. If you want to do all other material activities and then sense gratification, other bodies are there, all other species than a human being. But especially in human being, we should develop attachment for Krishna. Dharma sunishita kumsa, what is that? Vishvaksena kata suyaha, notapada yadayati ratim, shrama eva hi kevalam. If by our activities, if we do not develop love for Krishna, then all our activities is all simply useless labor. One time, there was a rich person, and he had appointed one security guard to take care of his house, especially during the night time, to take care of his bungalow. So one day, early in the morning, the security guard came running to the master, and he said, my dear sir, are you traveling today somewhere? He said, yes. Then he requested, please don't go anywhere today. There could be some harm to your body. He said, acha. So he sent his servant. And then in the afternoon he got the news that his car met with an accident. And his servant's leg was fractured. So in the evening, the security guard came and he told his master, my dear sir, I had told you, I had informed you not to travel today. See, your car met with an accident and your servant got his legs fractured. Servant said, yeah. The master said, yes, yes, it's true. So he gave 10,000 rupees gift to this security guard and he suspended him from the job. So he said, my dear sir, why are you suspending me from the job? Then the master said, I have appointed you to take care of my bungalow. My expectation from you is that you should be awake during the night time. You should not sleep. And yesterday you got the dream, that means you are sleeping. So, car coming with meeting with an accident and you dreaming like that is a coincidence. That has nothing to do with this dream. And today if I continue on the job, you will officially sleep. So therefore, now you can no longer be, in my house. So in the same way, when we get the human body, Krishna's first expectations from us is that you become a devotee. You become free from all the anarthas. Develop attachment for me. Develop love for me. And liberate yourself from this material world, from the cycle of birth and death. But then we may say, I achieved so many, I accomplished so many achievements. I became the Prime Minister of India, the President of the United States. I became a very successful businessman. What about that? Krishna says that is secondary. Your first business is to become liberated from this world and get love of God. That is the first expectation. While doing all your devotional service, if you can achieve all this accomplishment, that is very nice. Otherwise, it's a simply labor waste. Many times we see, wherever there are skyscraper buildings, there are mirrors in the lift, in the elevator. Why they put a mirror in the elevators, in the lifts? So that when a person enters in the lift, he looks into the mirror, starts combing and starts decorating himself or herself. And we don't even realize when our floor comes, even if we had to go to on the 60th floor, when the floor comes, we don't even realize, how so shortly, so swiftly we have come to the 60th floor? Because we were completely absorbed in looking into the mirror, therefore we don't even realize how the time is passed. So in the same way, when we chant Hare Krishna mantra, when we become devotees of Krishna, when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, when we associate with the devotees, we don't even realize how the life is passed. Sometimes we don't even feel the pains of threefold miseries. So, therefore Shastra says that bride, there was one young girl, newly married young girl. She went to her in-law's house first time. So then when she went to her in-law's house, all the family members, they started introducing other family members to her. She is your mother-in-law. He is your father-in-law. He is your brother-in-law. She is your sister-in-law. This lady, this girl married to only one man, this bridegroom. Simply by marrying one person, she develops a relationship with everyone automatically. So in the same way, when we develop our relationship with Krishna, when we satisfy Krishna, when we become devotee of Krishna, then all other living entities, they become completely satisfied. Therefore, in the purport for the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they explains the Lord Krishna is the original source of the Vishnu Tattvas. Thus, Lord appears in the prison house of Kamsa and immediately transferred to the rural setting of Vrindavan, where he exhibits unique childhood pastimes with his cowherd boyfriends, girlfriends, parents, and well-wisher. Just to attract all the living entities, Krishna out of his causeless mercy, he appears in this world and performs beautiful pastimes. Yada yada hi adharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. To establish the religion and to punish the miscreants, Krishna appears. But actually, this is not the main goal of Krishna's appearance in this world. This may be true in other incarnations, like Lilavata, other Lilavataras. Their first duty, their first goal is to establish religion and punish miscreant. But Krishna, for Krishna, this is a side business. This is the only byproduct of Krishna's pastimes. Krishna's first main business is he wants to reciprocate with his devotees, and especially in Vrindavan Dham, he performs beautiful, unending pastimes like waves in the ocean. Waves in the ocean, they are unlimited waves. In the same way, Krishna performs pastimes in Vrindavan. One time Krishna, because Krishna, he makes a plan, different plans to steal butter in the houses of the gopis. One day, he made a beautiful plan. He called all his friends and he said, "See, today where I am going for selling the butter, it's a very risky area. So therefore, you should not come with me. I'll go alone and then I'll share the butter with all of you." So Krishna went in one house through the windows. He entered the house. Because this day, the gopis were extra alert. As soon as Krishna entered the house for stealing the butter, they closed all the windows and the doors and immediately ran to inform Mother Yashoda. "Mother Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, we have caught your son. He's locked now in our house." Yashoda couldn't believe. He says, "Really? Are you sure it's my Kanhaiya? Because few days back, the Prabhavati came and she also speaking the same thing. She said, 'Your Kanhaiya is in my house.' And finally we came to know that it was not Krishna, it was her own son." The gopi said, "No, no, today 100% Krishna is there in our house." So hurriedly all the gopis along with Yashodamai, they came to the spot. Yashodamai opened the door and to her amazement she saw Krishna is inside the house with the pot, butter pot, and his both the hands are inside the pot. Yashodamai said, "Krishna, what are you doing here? You are stealing butter? Every day these gopis would say that your son Kanhaiya is a thief." But I didn't believe them. "But now with my eyes I am seeing you here. You are a thief." Krishna started crying. There were crocodile tears in Krishna's eyes. Krishna said, "My dear mother, till now all my gopas, my covered boyfriends, they would call me a thief. Even the gopis would call me a thief. Whole Braj, they would call me a thief. But I did not take it seriously. I did not mind it. But today, my own mother, who loves me more than her life, and you are calling me a thief. Yashodamai, is there any doubt? Everyone is saying that you are in this house, your hands are in the butter pot. How can you say that you are not a thief?" Krishna said, "My dear mother, you have placed this bracelet in my hands, and these bracelets are studded with the diamonds and the gems. They are causing so much heat. My hands are burning because of these bracelets. Just to cool them, just to get rid from this heat, I am putting my hands into the butter. I am not stealing the butter." Yashodamai looked at the gopis and started scolding at them. She said, "See, I had told you, my Krishna can never steal. He is not stealing the butter. He is just putting his hands into the butter." So Krishna, just to give pleasure to his devotees, he would perform different pastimes, very beautiful pastimes. And the purpose of the gopis to prepare a butter or a ghee is only for the pleasure of Krishna. Vikretu kama kila gopakanya murari pada pita chitta vritte
दद्यादिकं मोहवशेतवचोदत्।
What is the next line?
गोविंद दामोदर माधवेति।
All the gopis in Vrindavan, they were always absorbed in Krishna's thoughts. Their whole life, every moment was in Krishna's thought. When they would go out for selling butter and ghee, butter and milk, instead of calling out milk for a sale or butter for a sale, they would call out Krishna, Govinda, Damodar, Madhaveti, because they were fully absorbed all the time in Krishna's thoughts. One time all the gopis, they were sitting in a yogic position. They were doing some meditation. So Narad Muni, from the sky, he looked at them and he came to Vrindavan and he said, the gopis, what are you doing? Have you forgotten your process? You are all bhakta yogis. How can you do this meditation, controlling your mind and other things? This is for the yogis, sages of Himalayan mountains. The gopis replied, they said, no, Narad Muniji, we have heard that by doing this meditation, Ashtanga Yoga, we can control our mind. Because all our minds, 24 hours, we are always absorbed in Krishna's thoughts, therefore we can't even do our household duties properly. When we want to milk our cows, we lay the calf loose to drink the milk, and we go enter into the house to get the vessel for milking the cow. As we enter the house, suddenly we get absorbed in Krishna's thoughts. We go into the internal consciousness, and by the time we come into the external consciousness, we realize that the calf has already drunk all the milk. Sometimes we serve our family members prasad, food. We serve one item, rice or dal, and we have to serve the next item, sabji and other things, and we forget. We get completely absorbed in Krishna's thoughts, and the family members are waiting when we'll serve them the next item. So, therefore, you can't even perform our household duties. Therefore, we want to do this Ashtanga Yoga so that we can control our mind and we can forget Krishna for some time so that we can do our household duties. So, this was the innocent love of Krishna, the gopis or the Brajavasis for Krishna. Even when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to the Dwarka, Mathura, still the Brajavasis, they were the same Krishna conscious. The way when Krishna was before present in Vrindavan, they were serving Krishna. And when Krishna left Vrindavan, went to Dwarka, Mathura, they continued their service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that this bhava of viraha, although Krishna was not present in Vrindavan Dham, but Krishna, all the Brajavasis, the Gopas, the Gopis, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, all the Brajavasis, they would remember that Krishna, he was sitting here. He would speak some sweet words with us. Krishna was here. Krishna would do so many pastimes here. In this way, they were completely absorbed. When Uddhava, when he came to Vrindavan, because he had heard that all the Brajavasis, they are feeling so much separation, they are so much in pain because they are feeling separation from Krishna. So Uddhavji wanted to give some solace to all the Brajavasis. He came to Nandagaon and then he started speaking with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. And he said, my dear Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, I can understand that you, because Krishna is not here, so therefore you are not happy or morose because Krishna has left you. But let me tell you that Krishna is not an ordinary person. He is not your child. He is the Supreme God. He is the absolute truth. So then Nanda Maharaj said, my dear Uddhavji, we had heard that you are a disciple of Brihaspati. You are a very intelligent person. You are a scholar. You have learned all the scriptures. You have studied all the scriptures. But you are also like a childish, you know. How can you say that Krishna is God? If he was God, if he was the absolute truth, he never spoke the truth. You say that he is the absolute truth. He never spoke the truth. He always speak a lie. It's not that when there is lightning in the sky, Krishna suddenly starts running towards Yashoda Mai and hides himself onto the lap of Yashoda. He becomes fearful simply by hearing the lightning in the sky. Sometimes in the night, when he sees some white, round, effulgent object in the sky, he asks his mother, "Maiya, what is that?" Yashoda Mai tells him, "Beta, this is moon." And he says, "Moon? What is moon?" He doesn't even understand what is the moon. And you are saying that he is God? So Yashoda Mai understands that he doesn't understand anything. So he says, "Beta, this is the butter. It's a lump of butter." So he says, "Oh, butter is very nice. Then it's okay." So Krishna understands everything. Krishna knows this is the moon. Krishna is the creator. Krishna has created everything. Krishna knows everything. But simply to reciprocate with the innocent love of all the Brajavasis, he performs all these beautiful pastimes. Sometimes Nanda Maharaj, he tells Krishna, "Beta, get my shoes from this house." Krishna enters the house and looks at the shoes. And he says, "It's very heavy. I cannot lift these shoes." Somehow he tries. He lifts the shoes, brings up to his waist, and rest for some time. Because he is showing to the Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, "I cannot lift these shoes. These are very heavy shoes." So finally, somehow that he struggles very hard, puts it on his head, and brings it to Nanda Maharaj. Same Krishna lifts the Govardhan hill on the little finger of his left hand, but here he can't even lift the shoes. And it is not artificial. Because the Brajavasi's love is natural and spontaneous and innocent. Therefore, Krishna also behaves and reciprocates with them. In other avatars, in other Vaikuntha planets, God has a relationship with other devotees. But especially in Vrindavan Dham, the love is not predominated by the opulences. In Vrindavan, there is only pure love. You won't find in Vaikuntha planets, because the Narayana's devotees climbing on the shoulders of Narayana. But there is no need also. But in Vrindavan, Sridhama, Sudama, Madhumangal, they challenge Krishna for fighting, wrestling. Sometimes Krishna carries his friends on his shoulders. And Krishna, to reciprocate with Gopi's love, he performs Rasalila with them. And Krishna never bothers what the people will call me in the future. Whether I am a Sri Lampat or performs dancing with others' wives or girls. He doesn't care. Because he knows all these Brajavasis, they have been waiting for me since hundreds of lifetimes. For us, for people of this material world, for us, like Krishna is dancing with the gopis or is performing Rasalila or he's performing other pastimes with the gopas. But for those particular souls, they have been waiting for millions of lifetimes to get reciprocated by or get Krishna's love. And therefore Krishna also, in Krishna's Leela, love is a priority. Duty is secondary. In other Leelas, in other avatars, they give more priority to their duties and love comes behind. But in Krishna's Leela, Krishna, he also performs his duties and responsibilities, but first priority is given to reciprocation with his devotees. Therefore, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunaye Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaya Udaye. That dormant Krishna Prem is present in everyone's heart. Simply we have to develop that love by hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna. So when we become completely pure, in the same lifetime, according to our intensity, we can see Krishna face to face. Prabhupada said that. Bilomangal Thakur, when he become fully attached to Krishna, he started running towards Vrindavan. And one day, he fell into the ditch. And the ditch was full with thorns. All the thorns started pricking to his body. Because that time he had voluntarily become the blind. So the thorns started pricking to him. And as usual, he started loudly crying for Krishna. Krishna appeared. Krishna pulled him out with his hands. But simply by touch with Krishna's hands, Vilamagal Thakur understood, he is not an ordinary person, he is Krishna. So as soon as Krishna understood that he has understood that I am Krishna, Krishna immediately ran away from that place. So Vilamagal Thakur says, my dear Krishna, physically you may run away from me, but I have captured in my heart. How will you escape from my heart? So Krishna becomes very pleased. And Krishna says to Vilamagal Thakur, my dear Vilamangal, ask anything, I'll give you. You want your eyesight back? Because you are blind, therefore you are suffering so much. I'll give you your eyesight back. So then Vilamagal Thakur says, my dear Krishna, with my spiritual vision, with my spiritual eyes, I have seen your beauty. After seeing your spiritual beauty, now I am no more interested in seeing the beauty of this material world. What will I see? The bricks and the sand and the material people, their bodies, they are simply a puppet of the material desires. What will I do with seeing them? I am seeing the beautiful form of yours. And then Vilamagal Thakur saw Krishna's body was completely Satchidananda, pure, blissful. His body is like a Neelachala, the blue mountain. His body is like a blue butter, very soft. Then he saw Krishna's legs like a banana trunk. And his five parts of his body were pinkish. His lotus feet were pinkish. His hands, palms are pinkish. And his lips are pinkish. Then Vilamagal Thakur saw his waist is thin. His chest is very broad. And Krishna's navel was so beautiful. Krishna's navel is like a champa flower. Very beautiful. From Krishna's navel, our senses, mind and the ether, all these material elements are produced from Krishna's navel. And then Vilamagal Thakur saw Krishna had three lines on his abdomen. They were the real six abs. So Vilamagal Thakur saw these three lines were looking like waves in the ocean. Very royal, very regal. And then he saw on Krishna's right chest there is a yellow curly hairline. And what was that? Was Lakshmi Devi. Krishna's pravesh. Krishna's pravesh. Indra is born. Krishna's anger, Shiva is born. From Krishna's chest, the dharma, religion is born. From Krishna's shadow, the Pitraloka is born. And Krishna's, from the Krishna's sober intelligence, Brahmaji is born. And then he saw all these gods of the heavenly planets, they are different limbs of Krishna's body. And then he saw Krishna is wearing pearls necklace around his neck. And it was looking so beautiful, as if like white ducks are flying in the sky. The sky is blue. Krishna's body is like blue. And the white ducks, they are looking like a swan flying in the sky. And then Vilamagal Thakur saw Krishna's hands. Actually, Rupa Goswami compares Krishna's hands with a black snake. Someone may say, how can someone, you know, compare with a black snake? But Rupa Goswami says, when the black snake bites someone, there is no chance of any survival. The person cannot survive. He leaves his body. In the same way, whenever someone touches with Krishna's hands, or he gets touched by Krishna's hand, that person is no more part of this material world. He dies. So, and therefore, Bilamagal Thakur saw that his hands are like a black snake. Krishna's fingers are so delicate, like a vines, like a creeper. Krishna's nails were more bright than the stars in the sky. And then he saw Krishna's neck is exactly like a conchal. The conchal has three lines, so Krishna's neck also has three lines. And then he sees Krishna's beautiful face. Krishna's face is like a full moon, very bright, very cooling moon. And Krishna's lips are so sweet. When someone meditates on Krishna's upper lips, one develops affection for Krishna. When someone meditates on Krishna's lower lips, then one gets a greed to achieve Krishna. Krishna's tits were looking like pearls. When we put a pearls in a row, Krishna's beautiful tits were looking like a pearls. And when Krishna eats a tambul, the same pearl likes white teeth becomes like a pomegranate seeds, little red and little white. And then he saw Krishna's nose was like a sesame flower. From the nose of Krishna, everyone in this world, they get the aura. Sometimes we say, no, this person has aura on his face. Krishna is the source of all the aura. From Krishna's nose comes all the aura. Krishna's eyes are like lotus petals. Krishna's eyebrows are like a bow. From Krishna's eyebrows, Yamraj is born. And Krishna's eyebrows are like a bow. Krishna's nose is like an arrow. And Krishna's eyes are like a strings. So when Krishna releases the arrow through his glands, one person becomes completely captivated by the love of Krishna. Krishna has a beautiful tilak on his face. So when someone meditates on Krishna's beautiful tilak, one becomes fearless. There are no more fears in this world. One becomes completely fearless simply by meditating on Krishna's tilak. Then he says, Krishna's ears are so beautiful. And Krishna is wearing sometimes the Manikarnika flower or sometimes lotus flowers on his ears. All the 10 directions, they are produced from Krishna's ears. Krishna's mouth, the fire, especially the digestive fire, comes from Krishna's mouth. All the Vedas, they are produced from Krishna's mouth. From Krishna's skin pores, all the Vedic hymns are produced. Then the Bilamagal Thakur saw Krishna's two cheeks are like another two full moon, so cooling. And then he saw Krishna's beautiful curly blackish hair. It was compared like in the blue sky, there are black clouds are hovering. Krishna's face is like a blue sky and Krishna's curly hair are like that clouds. And then he sees the peacock feather. Acharyas compare with this. Peacock feather is like a lightning. Krishna's face is like a blue sky. Krishna's hairs are like a black clouds. And in that black cloud, there is a lightning. And that lightning is Krishna's peacock feather. Sometimes that peacock feather is also compared to the rainbow. Sometimes the rainbow appears in the clouds. Rainbow also has a 7 colors. And peacock feather also has a 7 colors. So our acharya sometimes compare this peacock feather with the lightning and sometimes they compare this peacock feather with the rainbow. So beautiful. Bilamangal Thakurji sees this darshan. Sometimes Krishna, he knocks his head hair in the middle and sometimes he just let loose his hair. Their skirts, or till his neck, or sometimes it goes to the back. He is wearing a pitambara, yellow silken dhoti. and he has a flute stuck to his vest, to his right side, and he has a bugle, the buffalo horn. He's carrying it in this, it's hanging on his left shoulder, and he's also wearing a beautiful vest belt. Sometimes the vest belts are tinkling, and even Krishna is puzzled. Where is the sound coming from? So he looks towards the body. So then the Vajradama says, Nabeta, this is your vest belt. These are all tinkling, some giving sound. So in this way, Billamangala Thakur, he saw this beautiful form, and Krishna became so pleased with him. Immediately Krishna sent him to the spiritual world, and Billamangala Thakur left his material body and went to the spiritual world. I'll end my class with this last story. Sometimes when one may say, is it not a boring to be with Krishna all the time? We say that when we go to the spiritual world in Vaikuntha planet, Goloka Vrindavan, we have to stay all the time with Krishna. You are just only seeing Krishna everywhere. Is it not a boring? Because here in this world, when we stay with someone, after some time, of course, because we are staying with them, we also naturally become attached to that person. We develop some love for that person. But at the same time, we also develop little hatred. Or sometimes, if not hatred, at least we become bored with that person, because we start seeing the faults in that person. So is it not applicable to Krishna also in the spiritual world? Acharya said, no. Even in this material world, Krishna is so attractive. What to speak of entering into the spiritual world? Just like we eat every day. We eat breakfast. So we don't say that, you know, last week I had eaten a breakfast, lunch, dinner. So today there is no need to eat. No. Every day, when after eating breakfast, still we are hankering for a lunch. After taking lunch, we are hankering for a dinner. So food is a simple little energy of Krishna. So if this energy of Krishna, the food, we are not bored with that. We don't become bored of eating every day. Every meal we are ready for eating, right? So we can see, we can experience within this material world that Krishna is so attractive that we are not bored eating. That is, food is Krishna's energy. So what to speak of? When we become completely purified and then we go to the spiritual world, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's beauty is increasing every moment. The more devotees, the more they appreciate Krishna's beauty, the more they glorify Krishna, Krishna's beauty is increasing every moment. Krishna is not same. It's not static. Spiritual world is dynamic. Katha, ganam, natyam, gaganapi, vamsi, priyasaki. The drinking water is like a nectar. Every walk is a dance. And every word is a singing in spiritual world. So therefore, because of our experience in this material world, is not so good. So therefore we may sometimes, you know, say that in spiritual world also it will be a little boring. Therefore the Mayavadis and impersonalists, they don't want to take accept God consciousness or bhakti to Krishna. They think that we are, our bodies are material bodies. Maybe Krishna's body also is material. So there is no point in being with him. But our acharyas say, when we engage ourselves in Krishna's service, we start chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and slowly, slowly, gradually will develop love for him. And that is the perfection of our human life. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.